Ki Kates Hagaula, who Kates Haplois Visosome Einkoil. The final redemption is the most wondrous thing and the most hidden thing. Ve'ef shelegaloisu lekarvoi ki im aliyedei kibutz horechokim daiko. And it is impossible to reveal the final redemption without bringing those people who are distant close to Hashem. Vezehu shomar achar kach. And this is why Yaakov Avinu afterwards says, "Hi kovtzu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov." Gather and listen, the sons of Yaakov. Ubitchila, at first he said, "Hey osfu." Hey osfu also means to gather. V'hachilik bein asifa l'kibutzu. What's the difference between the Hebrew word asifa and the word kibbutz? The term asifa is used to refer to a gathering of people who are close to each other. As we find in the Torah, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, gather together 70 of the elders of the Jewish people. Aval shem kibbutz, whereas the Hebrew word kibbutz, ne'mar al kibbutz horechokim ma'oid ma'oid, refers to gathering from far away, from distant places, b'ktzei ha'aretz, from the end of the world. As it says clearly in Chumash Dvorim, im yihye nidachacha b'ktzei ha'shamayim. If those who have become rejected will be at the other end of the heaven, mishom yikabetzcha Hashem alekecha. Hashem will gather you in from there, from far, far away. And that's why Yaakov Avinu began with the word asifa. Heyosfu v'agido lechem. Yaakov Avinu thought that by gathering together these great tzaddikim, his children, that will allow him to reveal and to bring about the final gula. Aval ha'shechina nistalka menu. However, the Shekhinah left him. Va'oz haven, and then Yaakov Avinu understood that an asifa alone will not bring Moshiach. A gathering of very religious people alone will not bring Moshiach. Because the Torah says Hashem is always searching for ways that no Jew should be left behind. No Jew should be left out. Hashem has pity on those people who are very far away, that are distant. And therefore, the entire Jewish nation has to wait until those people who are far away, until they'll hear the message and they'll come close. V'yavoyu v'yisyasu al kibbutz HaKadosh Yisrael. They will come and join the holy gathering of the Jewish people. Like we say on Rosh Hashanah, one of the paragraphs in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah by the Chazan, it begins with the words, V'yeyosu choyel avdecha. It speaks about people coming from far, far away and coming and joining, coming close to Hashem. V'zehu shomar achar kach. That's why Yaakov Avinu said afterwards, Loshen kibbutz, this term kibbutz, Hi kovtzu v'shimu. She'omar ato ani meivin. Now I realize, now I understand, She'ikar ha'geula tluya, that the main redemption is dependent on this kibbutz, gathering people from far away. Bechinas v'choya b'yoyim ahu, as the pasuk says, that it'll be on that day, yitoka b'shoifar godol. They're going to blast the great shoifar, uva'u ha'oivdim, and all of those lost souls, v'hanidochim, and those who are dejected, far, far away, they'll come. This is what will increase and expand the holy gathering, v'yochish l'galenu, and Hashem will hurry to bring about the gula, the final gula. Question in the chat, what's the big deal about Baal Tshuvas? How does drawing them close add to the cover of Hashem? The answer is, our Rebbe, Rebbe Nachman, teaches us that this is the biggest deal. Balei Tshuva, the right kind of Balei Tshuva, cause a much greater explosion in heaven than tzaddikim do when they do their mitzvahs. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Yisroel tells us that we had Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, the 70 Zekenim. We had this whole group of tzaddikim, and the Torah was not given. When Yisroel came, that's when there was a boom in heaven, and Hashem said to the angels, showtime. Now we're going down to earth. Now we're giving the Torah on Har Sinai. Question, what is the Rosh Hashanah kibbutz supposed to be? Is it really a gathering of people who are far from Hashem and Breslov? The answer is that we have the term tefillah b'tzibur, davening in a congregation. Tzibur means a gathering. The Hebrew word tzibur, the tzaddik stands for tzaddikim, the beis stands for beinonim, and the vav resh stands for urishoim. A proper holy gathering of Jews includes all three. So one of the most important things about the Breslov Rosh Hashanah gathering is it should include tzaddikim, it should include beinonim, and it should include also people who are far away. Pre-COVID, we were up to 60,000 people, and they came because this young rabbi, Rabbi Nazal, who left the world at the age of 38, screamed, and he taught Klal Yisrael how important every single Jew is, and he taught how the Jew who is further away is more important in some ways than the one who's already close. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Shabbos shalom to the Geula Shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.